It's Red Sox Baseball, brought to you by the Brewers of Narragansett Lager Beer, the beer with that famous straight from the barrel case, by the Atlantic Refining Company and your local Atlantic dealer, and your host for the opening inning, White Owl Cigars, the cigars made the costly way, with tobaccos aged in wood for mildness and flavor, and Tipperillo by Robert Burns. The modern smoke found in all the right places with all the right people. Play ball with the Boston Red Sox. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Baseball 1965. A beautiful day here in the nation's capital. Temperature in the 70s. A bright sun beaming down. The President of the United States has just officially opened the baseball season by throwing out not one baseball, but two. And the Red Sox lost in the catching of opening day baseball because Steve Ridzik caught the first one, tossed out by President Johnson, and Mike Brumley the second. So the president is now in the presidential box, and a poor Yaqui Indian boy from just outside Mesa, Arizona, Phil Ortega, is warming up for the Washington Senators, and a lad of French-Canadian descent, Bill Mambouquet, is warming up for the Boston Red Sox. New manager Billy Herman is down at home plate, along with returning manager Gil Hodges, to change the lineup, go over the ground rules, and get the season underway. The Red Sox will have in their lineup today a rookie, Rico Petrocelli. He'll be the only rookie in. There are other changes, though. Lenny Green is a newcomer in the lineup. Lee Thomas will be playing a new position. Outside of that, it's about the same. The Senators have rather a new-look team with Big Frank Howard. They have Ken McMullen from the Dodgers and Phil Ortega also of the Dodgers. And they're hoping for better things, as are the Red Sox. And as we get this 1965 baseball season underway, very happy for me to introduce the newest member of the Boston Red Sox broadcasting team, a fellow who gave us a great thrill right here in this ballpark back in 1952 when he pitched a three-hit shutout before President Truman. And I think you've been listening to us enough on the air over many years, time after time we lamented if we could only get another left-hander like Mal Farnell. We've got him back again. Now, instead of the great pitcher, he's a broadcaster. Mal, let me warmly welcome you to the Red Sox broadcasting crew.
Thank you, Kurt. Certainly a pleasure being with you and Ned Martin. Looking forward to a great season. I'm sure it'll be quite interesting. It's a complete new phase of baseball for me, the one that I've enjoyed so far this spring. In this opening day crowd, it brings back memories of 1952 when I pitched against the Washington Senators in the old Griffith Stadium. At that time, President Truman threw out the first ball. And at that time, Truman had a 3-0 record, and we did beat the Washington Ball Club on that day, breaking President Truman's record also. So it brings back fond memories for me, and it's certainly a great day for baseball today. Both ball clubs are loosening up and going through their preliminary throwing to start the ball game.
All right, Mal, and we wish you a lot of luck, and if you're just a half as good a broadcaster as you were a pitcher, you're going to be a smash hit. Back with us again is Ned Martin. Ned's going to give you the starting lineups in just a moment. And let me say, ladies and gentlemen, we always open the season with anticipation, with a great deal of happiness, but this year with sadness. Our companion of 5 years, a dedicated broadcaster, a gentleman, a loyal friend, Art Gleason, is not here. And this is a sad opening for us that Art is not with us. He died last November. We are dedicating from our broadcast booth this 1965 series of broadcasts to the late Art Gleason, one of the finest men I have ever known, not only in sports, broadcasting, but in any field of life. And now here's Ned Martin for the starting lineup.
Thank you, Kurt, and good afternoon, everybody. Well, it is a new-look Senator ball club out on the field that we saw in practice, and several parts of the Red Sox of 1965 are new-look. A lot of the faces are the same, but in different positions. Here's the starting lineup before this opening day crowd as the Senators take the field. Red Sox have Petrocelli at shortstop leading off. Lenny Green in center field, batting number two. Kyle Yastrzemski in left, hitting third. Tony Conigliaro in right field, batting number four. Lee Thomas at first base, batting number 5. Felix Mancia at second base, hitting 6. Frank Malzone at third base, batting 7. Bob Tillman, the catcher, hitting 8. And Bill Mambo Ketch, the pitcher, batting 9. Mambo with a fine spring and a fine second half of the year last year, particularly against these Washington Senators, who shut them out 3 times. For the Senators, John Blasingame is the second baseman leading off. Ken McMullen over from the Dodgers is at third base, batting number 2. Bob Chance at first base, hitting 3rd. Frank Howard in left field is in the cleanup spot. Don Locke, the center fielder, batting number 5, and Locke was one of their best hitters this spring. Willie Kirkland, veteran right fielder, batting number 6. Mike Brumley, the catcher, hitting 7th. The sharp fielding Eddie Brinkman at shortstop, batting 8. And Phil Ortega is doing the pitching. Ortega had a tremendous spring after coming over from the Dodgers, finished up with an earned run average this spring of about 1.96. And he gets the starting nod from manager Joe Hodges of the Senators, a right-hander with plenty on the ball out from around the Mesa Scottsdale area. The umpires for this opener, behind the plate, Joe Paparella. At first base, Ed Hurley. At second base, Frank Eumont. And at third base, Bob Stewart. So here it goes, 1965. Is it going to be a long, hot summer for either of these teams or both? We don't know. It's only ours to tell you about it and wait and see. Rico Petrocelli leading off for the Red Sox, and here for the play-by-play, Kurt Gowdy. All right, Matt, 21-year-old Rico Petrocelli from Brooklyn, New York, standing in. He's turned himself into a switch hitter. He'll be batting left against a right-hander, Ortega, who's primarily a fastball pitcher. They're playing Petrocelli to the opposite field, and the first pitch of the season is outside for ball 1. Lenny Green is crouched on deck, and in the hole is Carl Yastrzemski. Petrocelli stands deep in the box, slight crouch, takes a strike call, looks like a slider, and the count's 1-1. Playing in on the grass is McMullen, the third baseman, and Chance is in tight at first in case of the bunt. A 1-1 pitch to Petrocelli. He takes it high and outside, ball 2. Petrocelli has no doubt about his fielding ability. And Billy Herman, in trying to tighten up the club defensively, is giving him a shot at short. There is a doubt about his bat, and the kids will have to prove that. The pitch is swung on and foul back, but he is a marvelous fielder with great range, good pair of hands, and a strong arm. And if he can hit even a little, he could be a coming major league star. 2-2, the count to Rico Petrocelli. The wind today is blowing cross from third to first. A bright sun out, a stadium packed here, a beautiful sight on opening day. All right, Ortega gets the sign from Mike Brumley. Here's his stretch in the pitch. It is swung on and fouled out of play. So we have the count still 2-2. Over there in President Johnson's box, we see Joe Cronin, the president of the American League, and Mike Higgins, vice president of the Red Sox, sitting over there. Mike Higgins is an old friend of Lyndon Johnson's from Texas. Brings up a famous story I'll have to tell you about later by Johnny Orlando. Here's the windup and the pitch. It is foul. No, he struck him out. Struck him out. Looked like a foul tip. Petrocelli swung and missed. Brumley dropped the ball, then tagged him. So Ortega strikes out the first batter he faces of the season. And it is Lenny Green up now, who had a fine spring training for the Red Sox. He went in with the Red Sox on a minor league roster, Rochester, on a look-see basis, and was so impressive the Red Sox signed him. Green had been with Minnesota and the Angels. He was a regular 2 years ago. Left-handed batter takes high, ball 1. Then along came Jimmy Hall, hard-hitting young outfielder. They put him in center field, Green on the bench, and you get on that bench sometimes, your timing goes. Green still thinks he's a major league ball player. He pops it up. It's out in the shallow left, backing up as Brinkman, the shortstop. He's under it, and Brinkman grabs it for out number 2. Ortega has quickly disposed of the first 2 batters, 2 up, 2 down. Carl Yastrzemski up. Carl will be batting left against the right-hander. The outfield playing Yastrzemski straight away. 289 hitter last year after winning the American League batting title the year before. A slow ball is high for ball 1. Ortega mixes it up more than I thought, Mel.
That's the last pitch is a slow curve. He relies mainly on the fastball, and his fastball does sink a little, which can make him very effective. Here's a 1-0 pitch. There's a swing and a foul ball going out of play. One ball, one strike. It's swinging late on him, Mel. He must be quick. All three left-hand hitters have been late. Petrocelli was late. Green was late. And now Carl has fouled one back in the third base. Coaching box. And, of course, he is a little quick. He's making a little tough on the left-hand hitters. 1-1 delivery is a slow ball. Tapped out to short. Change of pace pitch. Blasting game over to Chance at first. And Ortega breezes through the first inning. So the Red Sox at 3-up, 3-down. And at the end of the first half inning, the score is the Red Sox nothing with the Senators coming to bat.
After eating, picture taking, coffee breaking, things go right when you're not up for one.
Barbecuing
or canoeing,
double dating,
celebrating, things go right when you're not up for one.
Kept out of the mound, throwing in his warm-up pitches. Washington will send up in the last of the first inning. Passing game, McMullen and Bob Chance. In the president's box, Vice President Hubert Humphrey, Representative John McCormick of Massachusetts, the Speaker of the House, Representative Gerald Ford of Michigan, the House Minority Leader, Senator Mike Mansfield, the Senate Majority Leader, Senator Everett Dirksen with his curly gray hair flying in the wind. The Senate Majority Leader, Senator Wayne Morris of Oregon, George Smathers of Florida, Representative Wilbur Mills of Arkansas. Don Blasingame swings in the first pitch and pops it up. It's down the foul line, backpedaling is Thomas, tough chance, and he one-hands it beautifully, throwing away from home plate. That wind kept carrying the ball back, and the big crowd here in Washington gives him a hand, so it doesn't take long for us to have the first fielding gem of the 1965 season.
Well, that was a tough play for Lee Thomas. That ball kept drifting with the wind, and Lee had to go a long way to make a one-handed catch, stretching as far as he possibly could. It was a great play on Lee's part.
Well, he must be thrilled with that one. Not his new position. He's played there before for the Angels, but with the Red Sox, he's now at first base. Ken McMullen is up. McMullen, a right-handed batter, takes the first pitch, high ball one. Well, if Mambo Kett pitches half as good against the Senators today as he did last year, he'll be rough. He has a string of 36 shutout innings against the Senators coming into today's game. They knocked him out in the game last May 10th, knocked him out again on May 27th last year, and then he started pitching shutouts against Washington. A slider is over there for a strike call. He blanked the Senators 7-0 on four hits on July 13th. Blanked them on six hits July 17th last year. Blanked them on September 22nd and again on October 3rd. Last time 12-7 against Washington. Inside fastball. Two balls and a strike to Ken McMullen, who comes over from the Dodgers. Back to kidding and calling the Senators now the Dodger Farm Club. Joe Hodges, an ex-Dodger. Don Zimmer, McMullen, Frank Howard, Phil Ortega. Two balls, one strike. One out, nobody on, and no score here in Washington. He swings at a high pitch and fouls it upstairs. The count is 2-2. The Red Sox have Yastrzemski in left, Lenny Green in center, Tony Conigliaro in right. Malzone's at third, Petrocelli's at short, Mantilla's at second, Thomas at first. Mambo Kett pitching, Showman catching. This is the fifth opening game assignment for Bill Mambo Kett. 2-2 the count.
Pitch on the way to McMillan. Swings and he hits a foul. That'll be in the seats and back to first base. Lee Thomas racing over there but can't get to it. McMillan last year with the Dodgers hit 209 and hit 234 with the Spokane Ball Club. Five opening assignments. Of course, Mel Parnell knows. Quite an honor to get that opening day assignment. Yes, it is. Quite a thrill to be able to pitch also in front of the President and the Vice President of the United States. It's a thrill to all pitchers. It's one that brings many chills before the ball game. Yeah, I don't care how long you're around this game, Mel, or any sport. You're not nervous there's something wrong with you. Strike three call, a slider. Knee-high corner on the outside corner. Two down. And Bob Chance coming up. Well, the Senators made some trades. This is a player involved in one of them. They sent Chuck Hinton to the Cleveland Indians for Bob Chance and Woody Held. Chance is a left-handed batter. As a rookie last year, we thought he was one of the best hitters in the league. He had 279, knocked in 75 runs, and had 14 homers. He's got power. In fact, there's some real power in this Washington ball club. Chance, Howard, Don Locke, Kirkland, Jim King, they've got a lot of power. Two down, nobody on. Mambo overhands a pitch, and it crowds the left-hander. Ball one. Playing him straight away. Bob Chance lives now in Jersey City, New Jersey. He was born in Statesboro, Georgia. And he's still a youngster. He's only 24 years old. A 1-0 pitch to him is a let-up outside, ball two. 2-0. Of course, one of the hallmarks of Mambo Kett's pitching is control. He'll usually walk, if he's right, only one or two men a game. Last year, he had a disappointing season. After winning 20 the year before, he came back to win 13 last year and lose 14. A 2-0 delivery, swing and a miss on a shoulder-high fastball, 2-1. Mambo just couldn't get straightened out. He had a terrible start. And then the last 6 weeks of the season, he started the pitch. The Mambo Kett of the year before. Well, I hope he picks up where he left off last year. Two balls and a strike to Bob Chance. Two down, nobody on, no score. Last of the first inning. A right-hander strides and comes in. There's a line shot in the left center. There's the first base hit of the season. Lenny Green runs in, picks it up. Chance makes the turn and holds it first. So Chance is on with two outs. And Frank Howard is coming up. Here is probably, along with Dick Raddatz, one of the two monstrous men of the major league. Frank Howard weighs 255 pounds, stands 6 feet 7. He was a basketball star at Ohio State. He got a $105,000 bonus from the Dodgers a few years ago to sign. He lashes it down to Mel's zone at third. He digs it up, throws to second. In time, fourth out. And the Senators are out. That ball was hit hard. On one hop down to Mel's zone. So in the last of the first, Washington had no runs, one hit, there were no errors, and one man left. At the end of the first inning, the score is the Red Sox nothing and the Senators nothing.
There's a white owl to fit every man's taste and face. And remember, you don't have to inhale to enjoy. White owl, great blend, great taste, great choice of shapes.
White owl,
or commuting
in your armchair
at the World Fair.
Things go right when you light up.
Are coming up now in the second inning with Tony Conigliaro, Lee Thomas, and Felix Mantilla facing Phil Ortega. And other openers today, and there are a lot of new things in baseball this year. Usually Monday is left for the
presidential opener here in Washington and Cincinnati's opener, but we're having other openers this year on the same day. New York plays at Minnesota today. Detroit's at Kansas City, Cleveland at Los Angeles. Chicago and Baltimore will open tomorrow. There's a long foul down the left field line by Canigliaro out of play. Strike one. Well, all I can say about this boy is he plays somewhat up to what he did in spring training. What a year he should have. Tony Canigliaro. I got a kick out of him. Now we'll talk about it here in a minute. Here's a pitch to Canigliaro. Takes it outside. I was reading a UPI had a poll of leading sports experts around America about baseball. They still picked it as a national sport. They won one delivery to him inside because also had many young stars, and they said list the young stars, list some of the best players. 25 players mentioned. They didn't even mention this kid, Canigliaro. Talk about young star. I think this kid got a chance to be one of the greats. 2-1 delivery to him. Outside, ball three.
Third, I think Ron Santo paid young Tony a great compliment when he said he was the best aggressive young hitter he's ever seen since he's been in baseball. That's quite a compliment.
I'll say it is. A 3-1 pitch to Canigliaro. There's a line shot in the left. Base hit for him. Well, Tony is on with a line drive to left. He hit 368 in spring training, led the club in homers, RBIs, everything. He doesn't get hurt. Now, that's the thing we want to watch. He got hit twice, broken arms last year. But I think we'll all watch and see blossoming of a great star in this league. Lee Thomas is up now. Batting left-handed. Pitch to Lee is outside, a ball, 1-0. In fact, now I think you could say that Canigliaro and Oliva have a chance to take over in the next year or two as the two great stars in this league. Not that man, there he goes. Pitches a strike. Here's a throw. It's wide. He's safe. Canigliaro steals second. Wide throw by Brumley to Brinkman, but Tony had a great jump on Ortega. So he's on second base with a count 1-1 to Lee Thomas. Outfield playing Thomas straight away. No score, second inning. Ortega overhands the pitch, it's outside, ball two. 2-1. Thomas, of course, came over to the Red Sox in that trade with the Angels last year that sent Lou Clinton to Los Angeles. Played right field, had some troubles out there. The 2-1 pitch. A ground ball hit down to first. Canigliaro's holding at second. Chance throws to Ortega covering, and there's one out. Ball hit on the ground to the right side, and Canigliaro held at second. Felix Mantilla is up now. But it is very surprising, 30 home runs last year. And everybody's wondering if he can match that performance. He thinks he'll do all right. He doesn't predict how many homers he'll hit. He predicts he'll hit a few. Runner on second, one out. Ortega's pitching to Mantilla. It's low for a ball, 1-0. We had a lot of newspapers suddenly blowing out on the field. It's gusty today. This is a circular stadium, complete circle, and it is protected by the wind somewhat. The 1-0 pitch swings late and fouls it off. One ball, one strike. In the National League today, the Dodgers are playing at New York against the Mets. San Francisco at Pittsburgh, Milwaukee at Cincinnati, St. Louis at Chicago, and Philadelphia at Houston in a night game. Luckily, I guess, in Houston, it's a night game. Nobody can see the ball in the daytime there. The sun's shining. That'll be the first time a game's ever been postponed because of sunshine. Here's the 1-1 pitch. A high fly in a shallow left. Frank Howard's looking up in that mean sun, waiting for it, under it, and takes it. Canigliaro holds it second. We have two down. Batter now, Frank Nelson. Old Man River, who's done that dependable day in, day out, year in, year out job for the Red Sox. At the age of 34,
starting another season in Boston.
They're going to give Frank some rest this year now and then. Probably spelling with Pursue and move things around. Figure if he can play 125, 30 games, he'll, with some rest, that he'll be an even better performer. And maybe can prolong his career a bit longer. The pitch to him, inside, a ball, 1-0. Bob Tillman on deck. Canigliaro's on second, 2 down. No score in the top half of second. Outfield playing Malzone deep and toward left. A stretch by Ortega. In he comes with it. It's low, a ball, 2-0. 2 balls, no strikes. We have no game tomorrow. The two teams will be playing here on Wednesday. And then we'll be home to open the season next Saturday against the Baltimore Orioles. 2-0 the count. The pitch. Outside, ball 3. 3-0 now to Malzone. Incidentally, Jerry Vail will sing the national anthem, popular recording star, next Saturday. Arthur Fiedler will conduct some colorful ceremonies in the first Saturday opener in the history of the American League at Fenway Park next Saturday. Baltimore, good ball club. Baltimore and the Red Sox. The stretch, 3-0 pitch, ball 4. Our first walk of the season. The Canigliaro's at second. Malzone's at first. They're 2 down. And Bob Tillman up. Bob didn't hit much in spring training. He had a rough time. He had a good season last year, though, and developed into one of the better catchers in the American League. They're hoping he can repeat this year. Bob hit .278 last year with 17 homers, 61 RBIs. Swing sends a ground ball to shortstop Brinkman. Boots the ball. Can't make a play any play. Brinkman booted it, and the bases are loaded. Canigliaro's on third, Malzone's on second, Bob Tillman's at first. An easy hopping ball that just as Brinkman went to scoop up, it rolled up his arm and he dropped it and he couldn't make a play. Well, here's Bill Mondbouquet's first chance to help himself at the plate. He's not much of a hitter, but he's a good bunter. 2 down. You think they might put a squeeze on?
I doubt it at this time.
Right.
Those swinging pitchers are dangerous.
Now ball back, strike 1.
I would say that Bill's looking for the good fastball now, and he had a good cut at the last one. As long as you're swinging, you're a threat, and Bill is certainly doing that.
Bases loaded, 2 outs for the Red Sox. Top half the second. 1 strike on him. Ball up high, 1-1. Well, I said a squeeze with 2 outs, very unlikely, but well, let's face facts. This guy's the greatest hitting pitcher in the world, as Jimmy Dean used to say.
Well, as long as he's playing, he's dangerous, Kurt.
1 ball, 1 strike to Mondbouquet. Petrocelli's on deck. Here comes the pitch. It's outside, ball 2-1. And now the hometown Washington fans are starting to mumble a bit. 2 balls, 1 strike. Bases loaded, 2 away. Second inning, no score. Mambo waiting. Ortega tries to pop this one right in there, and he misses. Blown away for ball 3. He thought he had it over. 3 balls and 1 strike. 3-1. It's a tough situation. Bases loaded, 2 down for a pitcher, isn't it?
This is a spot that you have to throw the strike in.
Here it is. Strike 2 calls. And here's our first 3-2, the Big Windu situation of the year. 2 down. Runners will be going on the pitch. The bases are loaded. Ortega into the windup. There go the runners. And the pitch is swung on and foul back. Count stays 3-2 to Bill Mondbouquet. Canigliaro opened the inning with a single. He stole second. Thomas grounded out. Mantilla pops up. Malzone walks. And Ed Brinkman booted Bob Tillman's easy ground ball to load the bases. And now Ortega's run the count to 3-2 against Bill Mondbouquet. A walk could give Mondbouquet the first RBI of the season. Here comes the delivery. It is strike call. He's out. Mondbouquet started to toss away the bat. It's on the inside corner. And Ortega gets out of the jam. In the second inning, the Red Sox had no runs. One hit, There was one Washington error and three men left. At the end of an inning and a half, the score, Red Sox nothing and the Senators nothing.
At a meeting, after eating, picture taking, coffee breaking, things go right when you light up the white
owl. Barbecuing,
or curling,
double dating,
celebrating, things go right when you light up the white owl.
Newest member of the White Owl Winner's Circle, the New Yorker, the big cigar for the big moment. And you don't have to inhale to enjoy. Created in honor of the World's Fair, White Owl New Yorker.
While you're moving
or commuting
in your armchair
at the World's Fair,
things go right when you light up the White Owl.
We're going to the last half of the second inning. Don Locke, Willie Kirkland, and Mike Brumley will be up for the Senators against Mambo Cat. Of the opening day pitchers scheduled, we have only Mambo Cat, Al Jackson of the Mets, Larry Jackson of the Cubs, Juan Marichal of the Giants, Bob Beal of the Pirates, and Gary Peters of the White Sox, who had the honor of pitching opening days last year, who will repeat this year. We have three new managers in the American League, five new managers in the National League, and baseball will be played indoors for the first time tonight.
That is Major League Baseball in championship games.
Don Locke, big power boy, hit 248 last year with 28 homers. Right-handed batter takes inside a ball, 1-0. Locke has had a brilliant spring training. They're predicting his greatest season this year. The outfield playing in deep and toward left. Here's the pitch to him. He swings and misses on a low slider. One ball, one strike. Each team has had one hit. Bob Chan singling for the Senators and Tony Conigliaro for the Red Sox. 1-1 delivery. There's a long drive. Forget about that one. It is gone. Upper deck home run. Deck. And that ended 37 shutout innings that Mambo Cat had pitched against Washington, 36 last year and one this year. He tagged what looked like a waist-high fastball in the upper deck in left field. He had President Johnson and Vice President Humphrey up on their feet applauding him as he trotted into the dugout. Strike call with the knees to Willie Kirkland. So the Senators are out in front, 1-0. Well, we can see what they mean, Mel, about Watt going to have a great year. They think he'll hit 40 home runs this year. That's just about as far as a man can hit a ball. Pitch is low inside. The wall at that point is 381, and that ball traveled into the upper deck, which puts it well over 400 feet. It was quite a belt. It was a waist-high fastball, and Locke got the good fat part of the bat on it, and the ball traveled for great distance. Willie Kirkland up. Nobody on, nobody out. Left-handed batter. Ball two. They've changed him all around this year. He's a fellow that hits for power, but he's been hitting for a low average the last two or three years. He hit 212 last year. He used to be with the Indians. 2-1 to Kirkland. Mike Brumley is on deck. Time called. Kirkland has something in his eye, I believe. Now, trying to get back in there. 1-0, Washington ahead. Last half of the second inning. Now he steps out again. And umpire Joe Paparella is going to try and do a little doctoring. Here comes the trainer of the Senators out in the field. And while they try and remove something in his right eye, we'll take time for station identification. This is the Red Sox Baseball Network.
You're listening to WAAB, AM and FM in Worcester, Massachusetts. Fun radio at 1440 on the dial. The time is 2 o'clock, the temperature 42 degrees.
Back in action here, the 2-1 pitch is outside to Willie Kirkland. Ball three. Bases are empty, nobody out. 3-1 to Kirkland. Run seemed to have shaken Mambo Kid up a bit. Here's a pitch. It is ball four. He walked him. So Kirkland's on. And the batter is catcher Mike Brumley, who hit 244 last year. Not much power. Had two homers. He sprays the ball around. He hits a lot to left center and left field. And that's where they're playing him right now. Lee Thomas holding at first base against Kirkland. Ed Brinkman is on deck. Working out of the stretch. Mambo catch pitch. Strike call. Nothing and one to Mike Brumley. Eddie Yost is coaching at third. Joe Pignatano at first, former catcher with the Dodgers. Here's the delivery. Then there, a strike call, throw to first, and just getting back is Kirkland. Fairly close play at first base. So Mambo Kett now is ahead of Brumley, two strikes. Kirkland playing it safe at first. The stretch. Pitch on the way. Strike three call, a good fastball on the inside corner to letter. Strikeout number two for Mambo Kett. One out for the Washington Senators here in the second. And the batter now is Ed Brinkman, the shortstop, batting right-handed. With Phil Ortega due up next. Washington leading here 1-0 on Don Locke's tremendous home run in the last half of second inning. Mambo checks his runner at first. Pitch is in there, a strike call. Four strikes in a row now delivered by Mambo Kett. Nothing and one. They're playing Brinkman, who hit 224 last year as a pull hitter to left field. One strike on him. Mambo Kett pitching. A breaking pitch dips down and in. A ball, 1-1. A fan sitting along third baseway and left field and out in the center field upper deck bleachers are out in the brilliant sunshine today. While in back of home plate and along first base and right field, they're in the shadows. A 1-1 pitch. There goes the runner. It's a swing and a miss. Tillman's throw to Petrocelli. Out at second base. Kirkland is thrown out on a good throw by Tillman. Petrocelli took the throw and made the tag. It was a swing and a miss by Ed Brinkman trying to protect the runner. Well, Tillman throws out the first runner trying to go down on him this year. Two down for Washington. Base is empty. And our count to Ed Brinkman is 2-2. Mantilla comes in and says something to Mambo Kett in his Latin-English accent. Speaks English. Oh, I love to hear him talk. He's got a very attractive accent. Speaks English very well. 2-2 the count. Pitch. Try to curve. It's outside for ball three. 3-2. Al Walker's first weather report of the year. Temperature is 81 degrees here in Washington. 81. How about that on opening day? Humidity is only 18%. Usually it's very humid here, but this is one of the most comfortable days I could ever remember being here in Washington. 3-2 to Ed Brinkman, and the wind's 25 miles an hour. There's a ground ball tapped out to second baseman Mantilla. He digs it up, throws to first. Senators are out. They had one run on a leadoff homer by Don Locke. One hit, there were no errors, nobody left. Score at the end of two innings, Washington 1 and the Red Sox nothing. Opening day at Fenway Park next Saturday afternoon. Baltimore and the Red Sox. 2:15 is game time. Jerry Vail will sing the national anthem. Archer Fiedler will be conducting. We have colorful opening ceremonies. Harvard Band will start entertaining at 1:45. With the Harvard Band playing the national anthem. Why not make plans to be on hand the next Saturday when the Orioles and the Red Sox open the American League season in Boston? I think a Saturday's a good opening date for you. Take the family. And also remember the Orioles will be there on Easter Sunday, and then next Monday, Washington's in town for a Patriots Day doubleheader starting at 1:30. We'll see you at Fenway Park next Saturday afternoon. Well, what do you think about the first two innings, Mel?
So far, we've seen great pitching on the part of Phil Ortega with his fast sinker and Billy Mombouquette mixing speed. Billy, of course, threw the one fastball about belt high to Don Locke, and Don hit it out of the ballpark with a tremendous clout. The infield is playing very slow, and we notice that the infielders are moving in a step or two on the fast runner. The outfield also is playing slow due to the recent rains in the Washington area. Now back to Kurt Gowdy.
Now, I wouldn't be surprised. Ground ball hit through the infield. They're not rolling much. Somebody might try and go for two in this game, especially with the tight one in the late innings.
Yes, it's possible because the ball isn't rolling too good in the outfield.
Here's Petrocelli up, swings and misses on a fastball for strike one. Petrocelli struck out his first time. This is the top of the Red Sox batting order. Petrocelli, Lenny Green, and Carl Yastrzemski, third inning. Ortega right-hands a pitch over for a strike call, a fastball, nothing in two. One run, two hits, one error for the Senators. No runs, one hit, no errors for the Red Sox. Petrocelli in a hole, two strikes. The pitch to him. A curve low and inside, a ball, one and two. The Washington fans had an added treat yesterday. The Dodgers were in here for a three-game exhibition series. Sandy Koufax came on to pitch in the fifth inning yesterday. The 1-2 delivery. He goes for a bad pitch and strikes out. Way over his head. Brumley drops the ball, picks it up, throws a chance at first. So Petrocelli, over-anxious, strikes out on a pitch up around his eyes. That's twice in a row he struck out. One out, nobody on, and Lenny Green the batter. Koufax came in with all the publicity about arthritis, and he may be done. He faced 10 batters and struck out 5. Here's the delivery. It's in there, strike call. I don't believe there's much doubt about it. Healthy, here's the greatest pitcher in baseball, Koufax. Twice he struck out 18 men in a game. Nobody's ever done that. 3 no-hitters in a row, 3 successive seasons. One strike to Lenny Green. Third baseman playing shallow on him. There's a little tapper hit down to that third baseman drawn in. McMullen throws to first, and Green is out. Two down in the third inning. And so far, the top of the order has a sniff to Ortega. Two down, nobody on it. Carl Yastrzemski is up. Tony Conigliaro will be on deck. Pitch bounces in the dirt up against the screen. Ball one. One to nothing. Washington leading on Don Locke's tremendous homer in the last half of the second. Ortega winds and throws. Yastrzemski takes it outside. Ball two. Two to nothing. Two balls, no strikes. Krimsky had a good spring training also, hitting well over 300. Here's the 2-0 delivery. And he takes that one high for ball three. 3-0 now. Ortega walked Malzone in the second. That's his only walk so far. A just changed the count. It's wrong on the scoreboard, and umpire Paparella signals. Now the 3-0 delivery. He bores that one over for a strike call, 3-1. Of course, Mel, early, you're always suspect of these starting pitchers early in the year of going 9 innings.
Well, that's true. Of course, if they get enough work in spring training, it'll help.
There's ball 4.
Of course, with the many pitchers in spring training, it's rather difficult to get all of your pitches in to get enough work to get the start of the season. Of course, if you encounter bad weather in the early part of the season, it makes it very troublesome for your pitching staff. Ortega at the present time is throwing very strongly. It appears to be very deceptive. He has a curled wrist action, which can be very deceiving to the hitter.
All right, here's Conigliaro up. He's had the only hit for the Red Sox. There's a little looper, may drop right center. It's in, a base hit. Yastrzemski's coming on to third, and Conigliaro now is 2-for-2 as he dropped it into shallow right center. He hit that one off the end of the bat and dunked it out in the right center, but it's a base hit. So the Red Sox, had the bases loaded in the second, failed to score. Now they have runners on first and third here in the third. With two down, both times with two down, their threat has come up.
Lee Thomas grounded out to the first baseman his first time. Each team now has two hits. Felix Mantilla is on deck. Ortega with a stretch, working to Thomas. Swings and fouls a fastball back out of play, strike one. Dembski at third, Conigliaro at first, two away. What a way to start a season for Conigliaro, Mel, 2-for-2.
Seems as though Tony brought that hot bat along from spring training. He had a very good spring training, hit the ball well throughout the entire training season. And, of course, in this ball game, he's 2-for-2. Appears that Tony's off to a good start and will have a good year.
Here's the one strike pitch to Thomas. There's a high pop foul off to the left. Rumley's chasing it and can't get to it. It drops in about 5 or 6 rows right down below us. See Dick O'Connell, the Red Sox vice president, Jack Hayes, partner of Bingham, Dana & Gould, and attorney for the Red Sox. At least we have Tom Dowd down there. We've got some Red Sox rooters here. Got Senator Kennedy here today rooting for the Red Sox, too. I guess President Johnson's probably rooting for Washington, huh? Pitch is high for a ball, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Funny thing about this town, there's so many transients live here, come from all over, that they always, many of them come out and root for the visiting ball club. Government work. Here's the stretch now, the 1-2 delivery. There's a long belt by Thomas, hit deep. That ball is going, going, it is gone. A home run for Lee Thomas over the scoreboard in right center. And the Red Sox are out in front by a score of 3-1. Two down. Yastrzemski walks, Conigliaro single to right, and Lee Thomas belts a home run. Just the scoreboard in a narrow area just under the upper deck out there over the 378 mark. 3-1. And two homers have provided all the scoring. Mantilla's up now. He flied out his first time. And that bases on ball started it. Pitches outside with two down. Ortega walks Yastrzemski. Boy, those walks will get you in trouble.
They'll do it every time, Kurt. That's one of the things that pitchers hate but can do very little about.
Pitch is low. And we may have a little action springing up here in the Washington bullpen. 2-0 to Mantilla. Malzone on deck. Red Sox ahead now, 3-1. Ortega working. Mantilla takes low. Ortega having troubles finding home plate. Gil Hodges stirring out there to that bullpen. He'll be anxiously watching Ortega here. This kid got a $75,000 bonus 4 years ago by the Dodgers, Ortega. Mantilla goes after and misses. He was born in Adobe Hut, little town of Gilbert, Arizona, just outside Mesa. He's a Yaqui Indian of Mexican descent. Never quite did it with the Dodgers, although he still has a lot of promise with a good arm he has. The pitch. There's a long belt by Mantilla. That ball riding deep, and it is gone. A home run by Mantilla into the Red Sox bullpen over the 381 mark.
And the Red Sox are out in front by a score of 4-1 as Elgato, the Cat Mantilla, picks up where he left off last year. Mantilla hit 3 homers here last year. He only hit 30 last year, more in 1 year last year than he'd ever hit in all his major league career. And he starts opening day here. So Thomas and Mantilla now have back-to-back home runs. Red Sox ahead, 4-1. And a little blasting game's coming in to talk to Ortega, and the batter is Frank Melzone. Bob Tillman is on deck. Melzone walks his first time up. Ortega's pitch is high and away, ball one. 1-0. Both Thomas and Mantilla hit his fastball. Here's the 1-0 pitch. It's outside for ball two. 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Now the windup and delivery. Foul ball back out of play. 2-1 to Melzone. 3 homers already in this ball game. Actually, Mel, this is a good ballpark to hit home runs in. Here's that the ball will carry if you get it up high. Down low, the ball seems to die some. Thanks. Melzone hits a changeup, pops it up in a shallow left. They had him off balance. Brinkman backs up and takes it. He sides out, but the Red Sox had 4 runs in the third inning on 3 hits. No Washington errors, nobody left. Score at the end of 2.5. Red Sox 4, Senators 1.
The guy,
to the third inning, where the Red Sox out in front 4-1. 4 runs, 4 hits for the Red Sox. 1 run, 2 hits for the Senators. Now to take over the play-by-play, Ned Marsh. Washington trailing 4-1 now. And their pitcher, Phil Ortega, will hit for himself. Nobody warming up in the Washington bullpen. Ortega bats right. Mambo's first pitch to him is a called strike on the outside corner. Ortega was shaken up a little bit by the home run blast of Thomas and Mantilla. But Gil Hodges going with him as long as he can. Ground ball to the right side, scooped up by Mantilla at second base. Felix throws him out, there's one away. Ortega grounding out second to first. Now the top of the order, Don Blasingame. Catchy little hitter who is last year hit well for the Senators and had a fine spring. One of the top hitters on the ball club this spring. Came over from the National League and won himself a home right here in Washington. Been a good leadoff man for them. Chokes up about an inch on the back. Malzone comes in a couple of steps with Blasingame up there. Don is a good hit, good putter. Curveball breaks in and over, called strike one. Mel, you were talking earlier about the 1952 Open. I saw that game in Old Griffith Stadium when I was living down here. I remember it.
Yeah, that was great memories.
And when Pearsall was playing short, wasn't he?
That's right. Jimmy Pearsall shot stop for it.
Fastball is outside, and the count is 1-1. They had Lepsy over and Faith Schoenberry and a few of those younger boys.
Right, and at the time, Lou Boudreau was experimenting with Jimmy Pearsall. He thought that Jimmy would have great range as an infielder and moving to the shortstop position. Of course, later, Jimmy found his way back out to the outfield.
He sure did. There's a blooper in the shallow center field, bringing Lenny Green on in a hurry. Lenny's there. He makes the catch. Green had to come away in towards second base, but he made the catch about 40 feet back of second base, and there are two away. Here's Ken McMullen, third baseman for the Senators, formerly with the Dodgers. He took a third strike in the first inning. This is the Dodger alumni over here this year. Boy, they've got them all over the place, including their coaches now. Pignatano, a fellow named Dick Nin, who was in the minors last year, but got a very important hit for them 2 years ago. Called strike on the hitter, McMullen.
Ned, this ball club is confusing for me to look at after seeing these many fellows with the Dodgers. And, of course, as you mentioned, Pignatano in the coaching box. They're just about all over this ballpark.
Well, since Hodges came here, he's been on a pipeline from Los Angeles. Call strike to McMullen, count 0-2. Gil, the old Dodger, and I imagine has a little thing working with Buzzy Babasi out there. He'd say, all right, you don't want him? Give him to me, and we'll build here.
Well, it has helped this Washington ball club quite a bit.
It's going to be a good club to watch this year. They're exciting. They got power. Fastball moves inside. The count on Ken McMullen is 1-2. I tell you, they say Locke can hit 40. Well, if Howard ever gets on track, this is not a bad park for him either. He may hit 50. That big fella. Mambo Kett delivers, and it's just high and inside. 2-2.
Ned, talking about Howard, what a problem he presents to his opposing pitcher. Size alone is enough to scare you.
Yeah, but he's got a great strike zone, hasn't he?
He has, but he covers that strike zone pretty well with that big bat of his.
Well, as they say, Mel, well, we'll get to that in a minute. The pitch to McMullen is foul down the right field line going out of play. We're talking to some of the Washington writers, and John McClain, the Washington broadcaster, said, what kind of spring did Howard have? And he said, well, it's not been good. He hit only one home run. He said he's been over swinging, which has been his trouble all along. Anybody with that kind of power can do it just normally without overdoing it.
He's a confusing hitter, Ned. You can fool him with slow stuff, and yet he can reach out and with that tremendous power hit the ball out of the ballpark. He's very tough to pitch to because you just don't know what to do, what to throw at any particular time to get him out.
McMullen lifts one high in the air to left center field. Yastrzemski, having trouble with the sun, is over there, but he's got on to the ball, and he makes the catch in left center. McMullen popping out to Kyle Yastrzemski, and it's the 1-2-3 inning for Bill Marbuket as he gets the Senators in order in the third. Score at the end of three innings is the Red Sox 4 and the Senators 1. Say, does the smoking scene look a little cloudy to you? Well, take heart. There's a bright spot. It's the White Owl Miniature Cigar. The White Owl Miniature is a mild cigar, small enough to smoke when you're pressed for time, and yet big enough so you won't be tempted to inhale. And the tobaccos in the White Owl Miniature are aged for years to give you unusual mildness and taste, with an aroma that's always welcome. Smoking a White Owl Miniature is a relaxing pleasure and not a nervous habit. You know, the poet Thackeray wrote that cigars are, quote, a kind companion, a gentle stimulant, a cementer of friendship. You know that? Well, today you can call the White Owl Miniature your kind companion. So make the switch to White Owl Miniature, the bright spot in the smoking picture. 5-pack, just 28 cents. Three innings have gone by, and the Red Sox have 4 runs on 4 hits. Played errorless ball. Washington 1 run, 2 hits, and 1 error. Here we have on the White Owl scoreboard. In the National League, the Giants and Pirates are scoreless at the end of 3 innings. Marichal against Veal. That's the only other game that's underway right now. Bob Tillman leads off for the Red Sox as we move to the top of the 4th. Tilly reached on an error in the 2nd inning, an error by Brinkman, the shortstop. Tillman takes a strike from Ortega. The count is 1-1. As Kirk pointed out, Tilly had a tough spring. He hit about 190, which was in complete contrast to his spring a year ago. Ground ball hits the third on the changeup, gobbled up by McMullen, is tossed a chance in plenty of time, and Tillman is out. One away, third to first, and Mambo Kett coming to the plate. But they expect, Billy Herman says, Tillman made himself a hitter last year, and he has no doubt that Bob will be up there around the 280, 290 mark as he was most of last season. Mambo Kett took a third strike his first time up. Ortega's pitch to him is in there, called strike one. He just joined us. Washington scored first on Don Locke's homer into the upper deck in the second. Mambo reaches for one and taps it on the ground to the right side. Glassing came up with it at second, throws him out by a step. That was a grass cutter, not hard hit. Two away. The Red Sox scored all four runs in the third when, with two out, Yastrzemski walked. Canigliaro got his second single. Then Thomas hit a three-run homer, followed by Mantilla's bases-empty homer. And it's been the long ball that's brought it to the Red Sox. Here's Rico Petrocelli. Struck out twice. He swings at the first pitch. Strike one. Rico, who won himself an opening day job with his work afield, considered a step or two faster than Brissou, still has to hit big league pitching. Hit 170 in spring training. There's a foul off the end of the bat. 0-2. But I think you're going to like this fella around short at Fenway. He has great range, gets the ball away quick, and has provided a lot of us with short-stopping that will take its place with Versalles, Kubek, this fella here, Brinkman, anybody in the American League, as far as the mechanics around the position are concerned in the field. Pitch is inside, ball one, 1-2.
Ned, Rico has great balance, great range, good quick hands. He makes the tough play look routine, and it's really something to see to watch this young fellow move around the infield.
1-2 pitch to him, moves outside. Well, he's trying to get the feel at the plate, too, Mel, by switch hitting, and he's batting left now against Ortega. He came into baseball as strictly a right-handed hitter. 2-2 delivery, jumps him back from the plate, ball three. Bob Gibson goes for the Cardinals this afternoon against Larry Jackson of the Cubs. The Dodgers lead the Mets 2-0 after one inning in their ball game. Cincinnati and Milwaukee. Cloninger will go for Milwaukee and O'Toole for Cincinnati. 3-2 delivery to Petrocelli, foul back. And Rico hangs in there, three balls, two strikes. Narragansett Lager Beer, your host for the middle innings. Hi, neighbor, have a Gansett. 21st year of sponsorship of Red Sox baseball for Narragansett. Ortega gets another baseball. The Arizona Indian youngster looks in for the sign from Mike Brumley. Winds and fires 3-2. It's fouled at the plate by Petrocelli, who hangs tough. Billy Gardner coaching down at third base for the Red Sox, and Len Oakry is coaching at first. Oakry coming in from the bullpen to fill in for Pete Runnels, who had an ulcer operation recently down in Pasadena, Texas. He will be rejoining the club in another month or so. Ortega with the full count pitch once again. He misses this time, and Petrocelli waits him out for a walk. While he trots to first, let's pause for a station break. This is the Red Sox Baseball Network. Back in D.C. Stadium, Red Sox with a man on and two outs. The batter is Lenny Green. He looks at the first pitch up high, ball one. Red Sox ahead, 4-1. We're in the top of the fourth. Petrocelli with a walk is at first base. Ortega bends in for the sign. Here it goes. There goes the runner. High for a ball. Throw to second. Petrocelli slides. He is out.
Brinkman slaps the tag on him. Play going from the catcher to the shortstop covering. And the attempted steal backfires. That's all for the Red Sox.
This is WAAB, AM and FM, Worcester, Massachusetts.
So 3.5 innings is the Red Sox 4 and Washington 1. Well, 21 years ago, Narragansett Lager started sponsoring Red Sox baseball. A lot of faces on the field have changed since then, but the famous straight-from-the-barrel taste in each and every drop of Narragansett Lager is as refreshing as ever. That's a taste that people have come to know and enjoy for many, many years. So have a glass of beer that's bringing you all the action, excitement, thrills of Red Sox baseball for the 21st straight year. We mentioned earlier there are some Red Sox fans here. One of them is Senator Edward Kennedy, who is here rooting for the Red Sox today, and we asked him to come up and say hello to you all. And first of all, how are you feeling, Senator?
I want to very, very well. It's a delightful day down here, and I'm glad to be up with you. I remember your being up with you last year, the opening game, the home game of the Red Sox, when Tom Yawkey and the Red Sox organization were kind enough to give the proceeds to the Kennedy Library. So I'm a great fan, always have been, and good to be up here on opening day.
That's right, and I told Billy Herman you'd be here today, and he said, well, wish him luck. I said, well, maybe you want to wish Billy luck, too.
Well, I certainly do. I think they certainly have got a lot of hustle and zip today and great hitting power. I think it's going to be a great year. I always enjoy following them. We don't always get the chance to get out here, but we've got a great start of the season. I have, you'd think that I might have some split loyalty today, being in Washington and playing the Senators, but it's no problem for me.
Good. Thank you very much, Senator Kennedy. Glad to see you're feeling better and stronger every day, and we're ready to go now in the last of the fourth inning. And Ned, you all set here with Mama Kett pitching. First pitch by Bill Mambo Kett is swung on and missed as Bob Chance takes the first cut. Chance got a single left field. Got the first hit of the season, actually. Dumped a single in there in the first inning. Left-handed hitter, and he takes the pitch outside. One ball, one strike. I remember very well the opener that Senator Kennedy was talking about last year at Fenway when everybody came and watched the Red Sox beat the White Sox. Line drive to left field. Chance may get more than one on this one. The ball sinks in the grass, picked up by Yastrzemski. Chance trying for two. The throw is not quite in time, and he beats the attack by Mancia. Yastrzemski almost nailed him at second base. Mancia, I don't believe, knew that Chance was going to be coming in there. Felix was off the bag and then made a belated dive for him. And Chance slid in under the throw, which was a good one by Yaz, for a two-base hit. So that's two for two for Bob Chance. That ball ordinarily, Mel, would have gone all the way to the fence, but on this day it just died in that grass out there.
That's right. The full outfield killed the ball. Stahl had to come in on the ball and make a bare hand pickup and a quick throw to second base. The throw was just to the right of the bag. Chance slid to the left of the bag and just did get in under the tag by Mancia.
So the Senators are cooking something here with a man at second, nobody out, and the batter is Mike Howard. Big Hondo, as they call him, the Dodgers called him. This is a menacing-looking man, I tell you. Facially, he resembles Arnold Early a little bit of the Red Sox. Pitches inside and high to him, ball one.
A man with this power can be fooled easily, but the brute power makes up for the many mistakes that he may make in trying to attack the pitch.
You remember seeing that World Series on television a couple of years ago, that homer he hit in L.A. against Whitey Ford, I think it was. Maybe it was somebody else, but nobody's ever matched that one. Pitch is down low and outside. 2-0. He hit a tremendous double or triple against Ford in Yankee Stadium, which was out near the flagpole and all the monuments there. And then he went to Los Angeles and he hit one into the upper deck, which hovers over the bullpen in Chavez Ravine. And that's about as far as anybody has hit that ball in that ballpark. He's a shotgun up there. This spring, they say, though, he's been hitting the top of the ball. He's hit everything on the ground. Mambo gets delivery. breaks outside. Ball three. Mambo being careful. Howard has such tremendous size. The bat looks like a toothpick in his hand.
Ends up kind of like Boog Powell from the other side. Powell of Baltimore. Makes that bat look little.
Howard had only one spring training home run. That was hit in Mexico City.
Wore weights in his shoes for a couple of weeks to try to... He took off 30 pounds of weight, and that's no mean feat.
He takes ball four. Senators have runners at first and second, nobody out. That was the second walk off Mambo. Stillman out to talk to Mambo Kett. And the hitter is Don Locke, who drilled one into the upper deck in the second inning for the Senators' run. 28 home runs last year for this fella. Steve Ridzik, a right-hander, is throwing now in the Senator bullpen. If it gets down as far as the pitcher this inning in the batting order, they may hit for Ortega. Locke crouched to the plate. Chance and Howard lead away, and the first pitch is a called strike one. Frank Howard at first base. As we were saying, he took off 30 pounds. Came in weighing 274, way overweight, and now it's 248, 250, which still is big. He worked very hard to get himself in shape. Bob Chance leads away from second. Howard with a big lead off first. Locke hits one up in the air, sky high to shallow center. Lenny Green looking up, waiting for it. Makes the catch. The runners hold as the throw comes into Petroselli. Locke flies to center. There's one down. Willie Kirkland. He walked in the second inning and was cut down trying to steal a moment later. Nice to see the slim trim Al Walker here again with us this year. He's gone into his annual diet and is down to 248 himself. Kirkland batting from the left side. Chance off second, Howard off first. Mambo comes to the belt. His pitch is lofted high into the infield, back of the plate now. Now it's being called infield fly. Malzone drops the ball. Throws to second. Mantilla tags everybody and it's out. Looked like an infield fly rule was called first. Malzone dropped the ball. It started out in foul ground behind home plate. The wind drafted it over. Infield fly rule was called by plate umpire Paparella. Although Malzone dropped the ball, it doesn't make any difference. The batter is out. He threw to second base. And the runner at second, Chance, is off the base. He was tagged out, and it's a double play. That's the way it goes. Infield fly rule called with a batter out. And the runner, at his own risk, Chance, taking the runner off the base, so he is out. At the end of four innings, it's Boston 4 runs, 4 hits, no errors. Washington 1 run, 3 hits, and 1 error. Leading off for the Red Sox is Lenny Green, and coming back in is Kurt Gowdy. Well, the fans are still buzzing about that double play. And how many times a year we get questions on the infield fly rule, we just saw a good example of it there. Lenny Green's up. He takes a slow cutter for a strike call from Phil Ortega. With runners on first and second, or first, second, and third, less than two outs, the batter hits what, in the judgment of an umpire, is a fly ball that can be handled by an infielder. The batter is automatically out, and runners advance at their own risk. A swing and a miss. Strike two. So Kirkland hit the pop-up. He was automatically out when the umpire called infield fly rule a fair. And Bob Chance, who was on first after Malzone dropped the ball, ran down to second and threw to Mantilla, who first stepped on the bag then tagged him. The two-strike pitch. Had a drive hit right down the right field line. Let's see if it's fair. It's a fair ball bouncing in the corner. And let's see, it just cleared the fence. It just cleared the fence for a home run for Lenny Green.
The stands jut around in the corner, and we couldn't see the ball in the corner. We saw it bouncing over the fence. We didn't know whether it cleared the fence or bounced over with the way the stands jut out and obscure our view in that corner. A home run for Lenny Green right down the line. You can't hit him down the line any truer than that. That was fair by about a foot. And that's the third home run for the Red Sox in this game. Pitch is outside, ball one. The Red Sox lead now by a score of 5-1. Green is homered. Lee Thomas has hit a three-run homer. Felix Mantilla is homered. And Iglesias on deck. Pitch is low. Ball two to Carl Yastrzemski. Now you can see why Lenny Green worked his way into the starting lineup. Like he was going to be a minor leaguer, and he came into spring training, worked hard, had a great spring training, and now gets in a home run here in the opening game. The pitch is outside, ball three to Yastrzemski, who is grounded out and walked. Steve Ridzik is warming up in the Senator bullpen. Three balls and no strikes. Here's the pitch. Ball four, low. Yastrzemski's on. And Tony Coniglio's coming up. Coniglio, single to left, he single to right. He's 2-for-2. And Lenny Green, you couldn't pull a ball down that line like that any better, Mel.
Lenny's a real aggressive hitter. He attacks the pitcher all the way. He goes out after that fastball, and of course, in that case, he did the same thing. He went out, got the fastball, pulled it down the right field line. That ball went right into the corner, just over the 335 sign.
There goes the runner. It's a slow ball for a strike, a high throw, and safe at second is Yastrzemski with a stolen base. Billy Herman really has him running. That's two stolen bases in the game. Canigliaro in the second, Yastrzemski here in the fifth. Petrocelli was thrown out trying to get out of the fourth, but he has him moving. So we have a runner on second. That takes off the double play situation, fourth double play. Coniglio hits a little roller down toward third. Ortega picks it up with a bare hand. He's out at close play at first base. Over to third goes Yastrzemski. Ortega ran off the mound, picked that one up with his throwing hand and got him on a very close play at first base. One out, Yastrzemski's on third, and Lee Thomas up. Thomas grounded out in the second, belted a three-run homer in the third to right field. Five to one. Red Sox ahead here in the top of the fifth inning. Felix Mantilla on deck, infield in. There's a sharp grounder to second. Passing game looks. Yastrzemski back to third and makes the play over to first, and it's two down. Now Thomas couldn't get the ball up in the air that time. Two down, Yastrzemski still on third. Felix Mantilla up has flied out and hit a home run. The Red Sox broke their own home run record last year. They belted 186 homers. Second in the majors. They led the league in hitting all year but finished eighth. Billy Herman, knowing this, has tried to improve the team defensively, add more speed. Today we've seen two stolen bases. I think they stole how many? 18 all of last year, something? Swing and a miss. Looks like a little bit different type of attack, and one that's going to help, especially defensively. No substitute for speed in any sport. One strike to Mantilla. Yastrzemski on third, two down. There's a high fly down the left field line. Frank Howard chasing it over by the stands. He doesn't have a play on it. It's a foul ball. Fans were contesting Howard for the ball down the left field line. So the count to Mantilla now is two strikes. Telegram from Cliff Owen of the Atlantic Refining Company in Philadelphia. He always thinks of us every year at the start of the season. Hand it to us. Here's the pitch. Inside. Ball one. Here's one on your 15th year with the Red Sox. Hope that you have happiness and the gladness we had together. Good luck for another season. Your pal, Johnny Orlando. The delivery. Ground ball to third. With it is Ken McMullen. Fires to first, Mantilla's out, and the Red Sox are retired. In the fifth inning, one run for the Red Sox, one hit, a home run by Lenny Green. There were no errors and one man left. Well, we've gone halfway in the opening game of the 1965 season, and the score is the Red Sox 5 and the Senators 1.
Hi, Mr. Hot and thirsty? I brought you a glass of Narragansett Lager beer to be able to give you that famous straight-from-the-barrel taste.
Lady.
The taste of people who really know beer like this.
Oh, good grief.
Gansett, light but not too light.
Good heavens.
The television cameras are on you. How about taking a sip of Gansett beer and telling us how you feel about it?
Lady, you're in the middle of the outfield in a game.
And they don't seem to be any balls coming this way.
It might be. I'm playing a game, madam. You've got... Sorry, Mike.
And the Narragansett people would like to know how you feel about this beer. And,
madam, you've got to get out of here. This is terrible. This is ever... Oh, may I just get the... Oh, you know, I missed that ball. Oh, I missed that ball. I missed the ball.
Here, I caught it.
Oh, thank you. I'll just throw it back. I mean, you've just got to get out of here.
Heads up!
They're furious.
So sorry. Oh.
What?
You've thrown back the bottle of Narragansett beer.
Oh, you've really confused me. Well, I'll just drink this ball.
We're now in the last of the fifth inning. Mon Bouquet will face the bottom of the Senator order. Brumley, Brinkman, and Ortega, and they may hit for Ortega because Rydzik is warming up in the Senator bullpen. Now, I started to say earlier, Johnny Orlando was clubhouse boy of the Red Sox for years and years. He was there when Mel was there. One night, we were playing a night game here. Mike Higgins is an old friend of Lyndon Johnson, a Texan, and Mike was an outstanding athlete down there in Texas, and his brother Ox ran these sporting goods stores all over Texas, and he was a very close friend of Lyndon Johnson, who at that time was a United States Senator from Texas. We were at played a game, oh, this must have been 7, 8, or 9 years ago. Pitches in there, strike call. You were with the ball club then. And one night, two men came into the clubhouse after the game and asked to see Mike Higgins. And Orlando said nobody allowed in the clubhouse, which was the rule. The pitch popped up out in the shallow left field, backing up is Petrocelli. He's under it. He makes the grab, and there's one away. And so he said, listen, we're close friends of his, and also I am Senator Lyndon Johnson, and the other one was Sam Rayburn, the Speaker of the House. And Orlando says, I don't care who you are, Eisenhower, who you are, out. So he kicked them both out. Every time I see him, I always remind him about the time he kicked out the future president of the United States out of the Red Sox clubhouse. Ed Brinkman up, swings and fouls it back, strike one. Score is 5-1. Red Sox ahead last of the fifth inning. Brinkman grounded out his first time. The pitch is ground ball to shortstop. Now going up with it. Can't get it. Petrocelli just misses on a phenomenal play. Malzone went to his left. The ball got under his glove. Malzone covered a lot of ground, was flashing in front of the shortstop. Petrocelli backed him up as it trickled off his glove and nearly threw Brinkman out. It is scored as a base hit. And now we have a pinch hitter. Joe Cunningham is going to bat for Ortega. Number 3, Joe Cunningham. Batting left. Will hit for Ortega. With a runner on first, Brinkman one out. Last of the fifth inning. Don Blasting games on deck. Mambo checks his runner. The pitch to left-handed Cunningham is a swing and a miss and a fastball. Cunningham came to the Senators last year with Bill Scowen going to the White Sox. Both veteran first baseman. He's a slashing type of hitter. Slashes line drives to all fields. One step coming. 5 runs, 5 hits for the Red Sox. 1 run, 4 hits for the Senators. The pitch is inside, a ball. 1-1. Also a telegram here to myself, Mel, Ned, Engineer Walker. Worlds of luck to you for a most successful season. Leo Clodier, baseball dinner director of Manchester, New Hampshire. I want to thank Leo for his telegram. Hello, janitor works being done. Incidentally, we are on the Armed Forces Radio Network today around the world.
And I guess this game is being carried, let's see, 6 hours difference in Germany. Right now it's 7 minutes to nine there. They're listening to the opening of the Major League season at night. Over there, many of our army bases around the world. One ball, one strike. Pitch is ball two. The other way around over in Japan in the Far East. Early in the morning. Two balls and one strike to Joe Cunningham. Winkman on first, one out. Non-blasting games on deck. Stretched by Mambo in the pitch. Swings and misses on a fastball. Strike two. Two balls, two strikes. You don't think there aren't plenty of Secret Service men around this place? Well, they're all over down here by the dugout. 2-2 to count. And the delivery is a swing and a miss. He struck him out on a high slider. Strike three. Cunningham's out. That is strikeout number three for Mambo Kett. There are two down for the Senators, and here's a little blasting game coming up. Blasting game is fouled out and flied out. He is a deadly bunter. He can drop that ball on a dime down the third baseline. So Malzone moves in tight on him on the grass at third. He hit 267 last year. Ken McMullen's on deck. Ed Brinkman on first, two away. The pitch. Ground ball, hit out to Petrocelli. Scoops it up. Fires to first. He's got him. Sides out. No runs. One hit. There were no errors. One man left. Al Walker just said, he's got a good arm. That's right, Al. He can fire that ball from shortstop. So at the end of five innings, our score is the Red Sox 5 and the Senators 1. Well, how about telling the fans about that new Red Sox yearbook, Ned?
It's out now, Kirk. Matter of fact, it's been out for a couple of days, and it's on sale now throughout newsstands and outlets all over New England. Fine yearbook this year with all the stories and pictures of the Red Sox, their attendant followers, people in the front office, people on the field. It's on sale at newsstands throughout New England with all the pictures, autographs, and information about the organization. 50 cents plus a dime for postage will get you a Red Sox yearbook by mail. Just send that to Red Sox Yearbook, Fenway Park, Boston 15. Now, they've got a new color pack deal out this year. Last year, when we offered 8 pictures for 50 cents, they're all gone by the middle of July, and they couldn't take care of all the late orders. Well, in 1965, right now, you can get 16 full-color, full-size autographed color pictures of your favorite members of the Red Sox for just $1, plus a dime for postage. These color pictures will be ready. Well, they're ready now, too. You spend a dollar plus a dime for postage to Red Sox Color Pictures, Fenway Park, Boston 15. Incidentally, remember, you get a full-size, full-color picture of one of your favorite Red Sox players absolutely free in every copy of the Red Sox 1965 yearbook. The 65 yearbook this on the cover this year is a sort of a film clip sequence of Dick Raddatz from center field pitching to a batter. Very well done. So take a glance at the 1965 yearbook for the Red Sox. Steve Ridzik, right-hander reliever, has come on for the Senators as the Red Sox come up in the sixth, sir. Frank Malzone will start it off with the Red Sox in the sixth inning. Frank has walked and popped up. Frank's batting in the number 7 spot this year. Malzone, Tillman, and Mambo Kett. Veteran Steve Ridzik, the right-hander. Ortega pitched 5 innings, allowed 5 hits, 5 runs. He was belted for 3 homers by the Red Sox. He walked 3 and he struck out 3. Malzone hits a high fly to fairly deep center. Don Locke racing back, draws a beat on it and hauls it in deep straightaway center. One out. Here's Bob Tillman up. He reached in an error and he's Ran it out to third. Mamboquette, the pitcher, coming out on deck. Five to one, the Red Sox ahead in the sixth inning. And for you fans in New England listening, we'll see you next Saturday at Fenway Park when the Red Sox meet the Orioles. Sidearm pitch is low and away to Tillman. Ball one. Checking on walks. Four walks Ortega gave up. A 1-0 delivery. One ball, one strike to him now. Here's the 1-1 delivery. Strike called. Outside corner fastball, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. They play Tillman deep and toward left. Rizik double pumps. Comes in. Outside a ball, 2-2. What a day. 81 degrees if you've joined us late here in the nation's capital. Brilliant sunshiny day. Almost like a day in late June or early July. 2-2 is the count to Bob Tillman. That arm pitch is swung on and missed strike three. Tillman strikes out. Two down for the Red Sox. And Bill Mamboquette coming up. He has struck out and grounded out. 0-2. Up and delivery. Ground ball hit to the right side. Blasting game digs it out of the dirt. Flips over to Bob Chance at first. The Red Sox are retired 1-2-3 in the sixth. At the end of five and a half innings, our score is the Red Sox 5 and the Senators 1. All right, the beer with a straight from the barrel taste in bottle, can, or on tap. That's the taste preferred by people who really know beer. So, hi, neighbor, have a chance.
Straight from the barrel taste. That's right. That's
Gansett. Before we move to the last of the sixth inning now, let's pause for station identification. This is the Red Sox Baseball Network.
This is Fun Radio at 1440 on your AM dial and 107.3 on your FM band, WAAB, AM and FM in Worcester, Massachusetts. The time is 1 minute past 3 o'clock and the temperature outside our studio is 42 degrees.
This is Kurt Gowdy, Ned Martin, and Mel Parnell back with you in Washington, last of the sixth inning. And Ken McMullen is leading off for the Senators. He's batting number two in their lineup, the third baseman. He has struck out and flied to left. First pitch to him. There's a foul ball back into the stand, strike one. McMullen's had a red-hot spring training. He's hit 15 games in a row in the spring. Five runs, five hits for the Red Sox. One run, four hits for the Senators. Don Locke hit a homer for the Senators in the second. Thomas and Mantilla hit homers in the third. Lenny Green in the fifth for the Red Sox. Red Sox got four big runs in the third. And the pitch is popped up to the shortstop. Rico Petrocelli comes in under it, makes the grab, and there's one away. And his new bride, just a month or two, sitting down by the Red Sox dugout, watching her husband gather that one in. What a thrill that must have been for him today to open the Major League season, Mel.
Imagine quite a treat for young Rico. Rico is a young fellow that
never stops hustling. He's one that tries awfully hard. He's one of the first to the ballpark, one of the last to leave. And this young fellow works hard, and if work proves anything, he should be a great ball player.
One out, nobody out. Here's a fellow that's given Bill Mombouquet trouble, Bob Chance. He is single and double, left-handed batter. Mambo starts him off with a slow ball outside, 1-0. Frank Howard's on deck. We're in the last half of the sixth inning. The 1-0 delivery. There's a hard ground ball to Thomas at first. He lobs it over to Mombouquet covering, and we have two down. Notice the President Johnson has a big, long piece of paper down there, and it's not a scorecard. And he's passing it around, and they're all huddling on it. And then he'll point to it and lean back and say something to a couple of more. It's a very bipartisan box down there, by the way, both Democrats and Republicans.
That may be the latest report from Vietnam, sir.
Could be. Hey, it's on Martin's income tax. Mike Howard up, hit into a force play and walked. Here's the pitch to Howard. Big right-handed batter takes a strike call. 0-1. Two down, nobody on. Last of the sixth inning. 5-1 Red Sox. Oh, this Howard's big. No balls, one strike. They're way over in that infield toward third on him. Mantilla is playing almost back a second. Here's the one strike pitch. He swings and misses on a fastball for strike two. No balls, two strikes. Mombouquet has walked two. He walked Kirkland in the second and Howard in the fourth. He has struck out three. It's two strike pitch. A ground ball, the third baseman mounts on the back of the bag. A long throw for him. Thomas stretches and grabs it, and the side's retired. A slow curveball that had Howard off his timing, and he tapped a two-hopper in back of third. A long throw by Malzone, but he got Big Howard, and the Senators are retired in the last half of sixth inning. We up three down at the end of six. Our score is Boston 5 and Washington 1. When you head out for the day, take along a six-pack or two of Narragansett Lager Beer in the new, improved flip-top can. You'll really appreciate these cans. Not only don't you need an opener, but they've got the safest flip-top you can get your hands on. You see, the tip of the tab is curled to protect your fingers. Makes it easier to grip and safer to flip. And the keyhole opening is beveled for more comfortable drinking. Just flip, pull, and pour. And you're ready for that famous straight from the barrel taste. The taste people who really know beer like best. The next time you're off on a day's outing, be sure to take along a six-pack or two of Narragansett Lager Beer. Hi, neighbor. Have a Gansett. Now in the new, improved aluminum flip-top can. You just played Hi, Neighbor for us in the background. Very accommodating. The Narragansett theme song. We're the seventh inning now, ladies and gentlemen. With the top of the Red Sox batting order up, Rico Petrocelli will start it off. He has struck out twice and walked. He's facing veteran Steve Ribzik. Petrocelli, Green, and Yastrzemski. Pitch to the switch hitter is cut on. There's a long drive in a deep center. Locke backing up, back, under it, and grabs it out there in a warning pass. And the youngster hit that ball a long ways, but to straightaway deep center. One out. He had some power in the minor leagues, Mel. He hit a lot of runs in and home runs 2 years ago.
Rico will jump up now and then and hit the long ball for you, both from the right side and left side of the plate. He's a little fellow, but has a lot of power. Of course, his problem now is making contact a little more often, and I'm sure by playing every day, he will improve that.
Lenny Green's up. He popped the short, grounded out, and hit a home run down the right field line. Batting left-handed. The pitch is ball one. Other games are underway. In the American League, Minnesota's leading the Yankees 1-0 at the end of an inning and a half, Bouton against Cox. We're afraid they start that one in the snow this time of year up there. The pitch is over for a strike call, 1-1. Detroit plays Kansas City tonight. Cleveland's at Los Angeles tonight.
Chicago and Baltimore open their season tomorrow at Baltimore. One ball, one strike to Lenny Green. One out, nobody on. Green hits a drive down the right field line again. This ball is another home run. A line drive by Lenny Green right down the line into the corner. And Green has now hit two homers in this game. He was the second leading batter in spring training. The Twins and the Angels thought he was washed up, but he's out to disprove that fact. Larry Claflin was kidding him in the dugout today. He said, Lenny, the way you've been looking, you got a chance to be the comeback man of the year. Well, if one day does it, he is. He's had two home runs already today. Pitch is low, ball one. Four home runs by the Red Sox in this opening game, and you can't credit Fenway Park for this one.
Lenny, seems though he found a target down in the right field corner. Those two home runs that were hit weren't any more than 5 yards apart.
One out, nobody on. Yastrzemski's grounded out and walked twice. 6-1 Red Sox. Yastrzemski takes the fastball over, strike call. They've got 1, 2, 3, 4. Four lefties and five right-handers in the lineup. It's good balance in that batting order right now. A 1-1 delivery. There's a high fly by Yastrzemski down the left field line. Howard chasing it, curving toward the stands, and dropping foul out of play. One ball, one strike.
Steve Ridgeley throws quite differently from the last time that I saw him. When with the Phillies, Steve was an overhand pitcher. However, since then, he has hurt his arm and is now throwing more from the side and has added a little jerky, deceptive motion to his delivery.
One ball, two strikes to Carl Yastrzemski. One out, nobody on, seventh inning. 6-1, Red Sox ahead. Ridzik comes in. Yastrzemski takes it inside. Ball two, strike two. Three of the homers, one by Mantilla, two by Green, have been with nobody on. Thomas hit one with two on. And Locke hit one with nobody on for the Senators. There's a swing and a miss. He strikes out on a fastball. Two down. A low fastball around his knees. Canigliaro, a single to left, single to right, and grounded out. He's two out of three. Over the National League, the Dodgers are leading the Mets 3-0 into three. Drysdale against Jackson. Willie Davis and Drysdale have hit homers. Giants and Pirates, no score at the end of six. Maréchal against Veal. Milwaukee and Cincinnati, no score at the end of an inning and a half. Cloninger against O'Toole. Canigliaro hits a foul off the fist from the ground down the third baseline, strike one. St. Louis playing at Chicago. Philadelphia at Houston in the new dome tonight. Two down in the seventh inning for the Red Sox, nobody on. One strike to Canigliaro. Ridzik double pumps and then comes in. And there's a long smash by Canigliaro. Way up! Midway in the upper deck. What a clap by Canigliaro. Young Tony, who hit 24 last year, missed 7 weeks of the season with two broken bones, hits that one midway in the upper deck. And the Red Sox have hit five home runs today. Canigliaro now has three hits in this first game. How could they leave him off that list of young stars in baseball?
What power we're seeing today, Kurt. I don't know what Billy Herman told the boys before the game, but I sure hope that he continues to repeat.
Lee Thomas takes a strike. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 homers by the Red Sox. They're ahead 7-1, and they're still buzzing. Canigliaro's smash was longer than Locke's. It was halfway in the upper deck in left field. Here's the one strike pitch. He knocks Thomas down. Thomas goes down. It's thrown right at his head. He dropped the bat. One ball, one strike.
This Red Sox power today reminds me of the William Stevens Grofo and Duo era. With every cut, they present a threat to the opposing pitcher.
One ball, one strike. Two down. 7-1 Red Sox in the seventh. Thomas takes outside, ball two. You know, Thomas, 2 years ago with the Angels, had a great year when he played first base. He had 24 homers, knocked in over 100 runs, hit 290-something. Well, if he could duplicate that at first, wouldn't that be something in that lineup?
Of
course, if's a mighty big word in sports. There's a curve in there for a strike, 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Just look down. Somebody over there in that presidential box is pointing up in left field where Caniglia hit that tremendous home run. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two down, bases empty. A 2-2 delivery. He struck him out on a high fastball. The Red Sox are retired. But in the seventh, they had 2 runs, 2 hits, a line drive homer by Green, and a king-size clout by Conigliaro, way in the upper deck in left field. There were no errors and nobody left at the end of 6.5 with a seventh inning stretch on. The score is the Red Sox 7 and the Senators 1. What's the name of this song? It's a song of service so good it's guaranteed to every customer every time.
For business, for pleasure, in any kind of weather.
Naturally, I mean Atlantic Red Ball Dealer Service.
When you want to go places and do things, what a pleasure your driving can be. For quality products and top-notch service, your Red Ball Dealer is the man to see.
Every Atlantic Red Ball dealer will always clean your windshield, weather permitting, and offer to check the oil, or you'll get a $2 gift certificate for any Atlantic service or product except gasoline. This offer may vary in some states, but Atlantic Red Ball dealer service never varies. The name of the song?
Atlantic, keep your car on the go, 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 go. Keep on the go with Atlantic.
We're going now to the last of the seventh inning. Bill Mambuquette will face Don Locke, Willie Kirkland, and Mike Brumley. 7-1, Boston leading Washington. Play-by-play by Ned Martin.
Center fielder, Don Locke.
Don Locke leading off against Mambuquette. Senators have just 4 hits in the ballgame. Locke has the biggest, a home run in the second inning, accounting for the Senators' 1 run. Takes a high pitch for ball one. Red Sox have 7 hits. 5 of them have been homers. There's 2 other hits have been singles by Conigliaro. Pitch to Locke. Misses inside. 2 balls, no strikes. Well, there was a scuffling around down the presidential box. Everybody was getting up. It was the bottom of the seventh, and everybody, the Washington fans, stood up. So the president stood up. And all around him, as the cameras whirred and clicked. 2-0 the count. Locke swings and misses. 2 balls, 1 strike.
$43,554
here today. Locke takes a strike on the outside corner. A beauty, a slider. And the count is 2-2. This is the largest opening day crowd for D.C. Stadium, incidentally. And, of course, definitely the largest crowd we've ever seen down here with the Red Sox playing. Mambo's 2-2 pitch. Misses low and away. Ball 3. 3-2. Locke is homeward and slide to center. He'll be followed by Kirkland and Brumley. Mambuquette's been just about as good as he's had to be. He's got just 3 strikeouts. He's walked 2. He's had the ball in the strike zone, making them hit. They've been popping up a lot on him today. So his fastball is hopping some. Locke swings and misses strike 3. 1 away in the seventh. And 4 strikeouts for Mambo. Willie Kirkland has walked, and he popped up into that double play in the 4th inning, the infield fly, with 2 men on, in which Malzone dropped the ball, but then threw to second, and Mantilla tagged the runner Chance, who had moved off second base. And that was the only double play of the game. Pitch to Kirkland, and Willie lets it go down low, ball 1. Earl Wilson will pitch the game day after tomorrow here, and right-hander Buck Narum is scheduled to go for the Senators. Those same two will work on the weekend at Fenway. There's a high pop fly. First base side, Lee Thomas near the bag, the wind blowing it now, and Mancia makes the catch as Thomas gave way to Felix, who had a better bead on the ball. Kirkland pops to Mancia, they're two down, and Mike Brumley comes in 0 for 2. Minnesota picks up another run in the second. They lead the Yankees 2-0 at the end of two. The Cardinals are out in front of Chicago Cubs 5-0 at the end of an inning and a half. It's the Giants 0 and Pittsburgh 0. The end of 6 1/2 inning. Fine pitchers duel. Gibson going for the, that's the Giants and Pittsburgh Pirates. Marischal for the Giants. Pitch to Brumley is on the corner. Called strike one. And Bob Beal going for the Pirates in that shutout so far. Milwaukee-Cincinnati scoreless after two. Brumley takes a pitch inside, ball one. And as Kirk told you, the Dodgers leading the Mets 5-0. Now at the end of 3 1/2 innings, there's the Dodgers got a few home runs going for them. Drysdale has helped his own cause with a two-run homer. Pitch outside, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Chicago and Baltimore will open tomorrow. And, of course, tonight in the American League, it's Detroit at Kansas City and Cleveland out on the coast against the Angels. Mambo winds, fires. Brumley pops it up to the left side. Malzone down the line, waiting. He's in foul ground now, and he makes the catch. And it's an easy 1-2-3 inning for Bill Mambouquet, who now has retired 8 in a row. Nothing across. The score at the end of 7 is the Red Sox 7 and Washington 1. Say, giving your car every chance to perform at its best? Well, you're not if you allow damaging deposits to interfere with the efficient operation of a carburetor. It's a known fact that some gasolines leave deposits around the carburetor throttle plate, and as they build up, these deposits can cause rough idling, wasted gasoline, and stalling. But that won't happen when you use Atlantic Imperial, the clean carburetor gasoline. Even if deposits have already accumulated in the throttle plate area, a few tankfuls of Atlantic Imperial will dissolve them and wash them harmlessly away. And they won't return so long as you continue to use Atlantic Imperial. So if your engine doesn't run as smoothly as you'd like, maybe you're not giving it a chance. See what happens when you use Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean. Felix Mancia leading away for the Red Sox in the top of the eighth. In the Red Sox bullpen, just in case, right-hander Jack LeMay and left-hander Arnold Early are throwing. Red Sox with a fine 6-6 run bulge right now. Pitch to Mancia, moves outside, ball one. Felix has slid to left, hit a home run, and grounded to third. He's pulled the ball today. This is one of his favorite ballparks. Hit three homers here last year, has one already this season. Ridzik moves outside with a flat curve, and it's ball two. Two balls, no strikes. As Mel Parnell pointed out, Ridzik has changed his style of pitching. This is a fellow, Mel, that is a hard worker. He was a good relief pitcher for Washington last year. He and Ron Klein were their hardest workers. He'll battle you. Throws to Mancia, gets the strike over. Two balls and one strike. Felix Picat up with Malzone on deck. Ridzik winds, throws, and misses inside, ball three. Red Sox ahead 7-1 by dint of a three-run homer and a bases-empty homer in the third. Home run in the fifth and two home runs in the seventh. Homers accounting for all of their runs. Wind up and pitch. Strike called on the inside slice. The count is 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Ridzik takes the sign. Outfield laying around the left on Mancia. Ground ball to third, scooped up by McMullen. Trolley's his throw to first in time. There's one away. second time, Mancini has grounded out to third base. And Malzone comes up. He's walked, popped a short, and fly very deep to center. If McMullen plays, they worried about his third base play. They figured that they got his bat instead of a glove. They gave up John Kennedy to the Dodgers, who is a superior fielder to McMullen. But they say that McMullen will do the job around third. Malzone tries to get away from a pitch, and it bounces foul off his bat down the third base line. Looking at McMullen, Mel, and a couple of those ground balls, he takes a little windup to get it over. He's got a good arm, but he takes a little time to get it away.
Yes, he takes a full step before throwing. He feels the ball, takes that one step in the direction he's throwing, and tries to get a little more body to his throw.
Well, I guess the third baseman can afford that better than anybody else. Anyway, he gets the ball faster, hit at him, and has a little time. Pitch to Malzone, swung on and missed, strike one. Malzone in what must be about his eighth opener for the Red Sox. Steve Ridzik kicks, throws, and Frank peels it foul back. Nothing and two. Minnesota leading the Yankees 2-0 at the end of 2.5 now, and Pittsburgh did not score in the seventh. Giants and Pirates are 0-0 at the end of 7 innings. Left-hander Frank Kreutzer is warming up in the Senator bullpen now. Malzone looks at a pitch, breaking low and away. One ball, two strikes. Senator outfield around the left on Frank, where they always play him. Every club that he faces, just about, unless he's against an overpoweringly fast pitcher, they'll play him as a dead pull hitter. Second baseman Blasting Game is shading the bag a couple of steps. Malzone swings and misses strike three, fooled on a breaking pitch. Ridzik gets his fourth strikeout since coming in there. It's been either feast or famine with him. He's had four strikeouts and given up two homers in the 2 2/3 that he's worked.
Man, he's probably a little tough on the right-hander. He appears that he would be very tough to pick up with that jerky motion in his delivery.
Foul ball by Bob Tillman, strike one. That's right, he's tough to... He looks faster than he is, actually.
That's true. Malzone was fooled the first time he looked at Ridzik, and of course Tillman was also fooled on the last pitch. Bob started into the pitch, and at the last minute it appeared to be a self-defense swing.
Tillman wraps a ground ball toward short, cut off by McMullen, the third baseman. Kenneth throws in plenty of time. Good play by McMullen, and the Red Sox are down in order in the eighth inning. The end of 7.5. The score is Red Sox 7 and Washington 1. Going to the bottom of the eighth inning now. Eddie Brinkman will lead off for the Senators, and looking down at the on-deck circle, it looks like Jim King, who will pinch hit for the pitcher, Ridzik. So they'll pinch hit the left-handed hitting Jim King for Steve Ridzik, then go to the top of the order. Ridzik pitched three innings while he was in there. Eddie Brinkman, right-handed hitting shortstop, is always 1-for-2. He had an infield single in the fifth. Mom Boquette kicks and throws, and it pitches right in there, called strike one. Brinkman, one of the classier fielding shortstops in the league. And the Senators figure that if he hits 240 or 250 for them, why, he'll help them. He has had an error today, which is a rarity for him. He hits a sharp shot to short, one-handed by Petroselli, throws the first in time. Rico toward the hole, made a couple of steps. It was not that he went so far, but that he got a tough hop because it bounced right in front of him and off to the side.
That's right. Rico showed the great quick hands that he possesses. That ball was hit real sharp. He was playing to go through the hole, and when the ball made contact with the infield, it bounced to the rear of Rico. And the quick hands, he reached back, cleared the ball, made a perfect throw to Lee Thomas to retire the hitter.
Jim King, the pinch hitter, lost the first pitch high in the air in the right field. Thomas back, Mancia back, Conigliaro in, and Tony C. makes the catch about 5 yards in fair. Jim King pinch hitting for Steve Ridzik, hit the first pitch up in the air, and Conigliaro made the catch.
two down quickly in the ninth, and Mambo is a machine out there. In the bottom of the eighth inning, at the top of the ninth, it's the eighth inning. Two gone. Blasting game is the hitter. 0 for 3. He is fouled out, slide to center, and grounded out. Mambo delivers. Ground ball hit toward Mantilla. Felix up with it, throws him out. And another easy inning for Mambo. Let's see, that's 9, 10, 11 men in a row he's retired. Nothing across in the eighth inning. The score at the end of eight innings of play is Boston 7 and Washington 1. Opening day at Fenway Park. Remember, coming up on the 17th, this coming Saturday, Easter weekend, and a big weekend for all of you to get out, take the family. We've got Saturday and Sunday afternoon games against the Baltimore Orioles, and then a Patriots Day doubleheader against the Washington Senators. All in the afternoon. That's a four-game homestand before the Red Sox hit the road. Red Sox ticket offices open during the week from 9 to 5 at Fenway Park. And it on 8:30 on Friday night for your convenience. So make plans to be there Saturday, especially opening day against the Orioles. Game time will be at 2:15. The Harvard Band will be performing along with the conductor by Arthur Fiedler of the Boston Pops. Jerry Vail will sing the national anthem, one of New England's own, and big doings coming up at Fenway starting Saturday. We'll see you there. Right now, let's pause for station identification. This is the Red Sox Baseball Network.
This is WAAB, AM and FM in Worcester, Massachusetts. Fun Radio at 1440, where we play the name game, and your first clue will be coming your way at 15 minutes past the hour of 4 o'clock with a $53 jackpot.
Left-hander Frank Kreitzer is coming on to pitch for the Washington Senators as we move to the top of the ninth. With the Red Sox having 7 runs, 7 hits, and no errors, Washington 1 run, 4 hits, and 1 error. All 7 Red Sox runs as a result, directly or indirectly, of homers. They've got 5 homers today, 2 by Lenny Green, 1 by Conigliaro, 1 by Thomas, and 1 by Mantilla. Thomas's home run came with 2 men on. And the Washington run also as a result of a homer. That was by John Locke in the second inning. Steve Ridzik went 3 innings in relief. Gave up 2 hits and 2 runs. They were both homers. Walked nobody. Struck out 4. And Frank Kreitzer, who used to belong to the White Sox, came over as the throw-in pitcher on the Scourin deal, along with Joe Cunningham, will pitch the top of the ninth. Kreitzer, who used to belong to the Red Sox organization, pitched briefly with the White Sox and now with the Washington Senators. First man he'll face will be the pitcher, Bill Mambo Kett. Mambo, then Petrocelli and Green, and we're ready to go. Kirk? Mambo struck out, grounded out twice. He's 0 for 3. And he should get a good hand for the beautiful game he's pitched here on opening day when he steps into that batter's box. At the end of 8 innings, the Red Sox 7 runs, 7 hits, and no errors. The Senators have 1 run, 4 hits, and 1 error. Letting Kreitzer take some extra warm-up pitches. No game tomorrow. We'll be broadcasting from here on Wednesday afternoon. No game Thursday and Friday. The Red Sox will be at home Saturday against Baltimore. And there's the hand for Mambo Kett as he's announced to the crowd. So a left-hander faces a right-handed batter. First pitch, the swing and a miss on a fastball for strike one. Kreitzer last year won 2 and lost 6 with Washington. He'd won 3 and lost 1 with the White Sox. He's high and wide with that one. One ball, one strike. Bob Hefner and Jerry Ritchie, Jay Ritchie, are warming up in the Red Sox bullpen. I think they're just working out, though. The 1-1 delivery is a curve over for a strike call to Mambo Kett. One ball, two strikes. A
Base is empty as Mambo Cat leads off in the ninth. A 1-2 pitch is high for ball two. 2-2. Minnesota's leading the Yankees now. It's 2-0 at the end of 3.5 innings. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Strike three called. Mambo Cat knew it. He just turned around and walked away. Here's a real pitcher's duel going on at Pittsburgh between Marischal and Veal. No score between the Giants and Pirates at the end of eight. Cardinals lead the Cubs 5-2 at the end of two. The Dodgers 6, the Mets 1 at the end of 4.5. Rico Petrocelli now batting right-handed, taps a ground ball foul to the right of home plate for strike one. He has struck out twice and hit a long fly ball to center field and won. One out, nobody on. Lenny Green's on deck. Kreitzer is the third pitcher of the game for the Senators. A foul on a high curve back out of plate, strike two. Ortega went the first five innings, Rizik pitched three innings. Ortega threw three home run balls and Rizik threw two. Two strikes, in comes the pitch. He fouls it back out of play. A no ball, two strike count to Rico Petrocelli. Nobody on. All right, Kreitzer, the left-hander, with a big high kick, throws and strikes him out. That's the third time Petrocelli struck out. Well, he drops the ball, picks it up, throws it down the chance. We have two down. And Lenny Green up has popped the short, grounded out, and hit two home runs in almost the same identical spot. Line drives right into the right field corner. Green getting a hand. If he can make it three, Mel. Left-hander, a little tougher for him right now. Here's a pitch to Green. Over his head for ball one. He was ducking under that one.
Well, that's one he'll never hit out of here, Kirk. That pitch is behind him.
One ball, no strike. Two down, nobody on here in the ninth inning. Pitch to him. Green takes a strike call. One ball, one strike. The Senators in their last bid in the last of the night will have McMullen, Chance, and Howard up. The 1-1 pitch to Lenny Green. Outside for ball two. 2-1. Two down. Bases empty. Green hits out of a slight crouch. He swings and misses on a fastball for strike two. Two balls and two strikes. Kreitzer can throw hard. He's a hard-throwing left-hander. He went from the Red Sox organization. He was drafted by Chicago. And they traded him over here to Washington. The 2-2 delivery. Now back. Of course, they have two great left-handers already in that Chicago staff. Gary Peters and Juan Bizarro. I wouldn't mind having them.
We could use them.
One's a 20-game winner, the other a 19. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch is a foul ball. He poured a fastball in on him, and he just got a piece of it and fouled it up against the screen. So the count, 2-2. Two-two delivery is strike three, swinging. Kreitzer struck out the side. And that's all for the Red Sox in the top of the ninth inning. At the end of 8.5, it's the Red Sox 7 and the Senators 1.
Those 1927 cars were great in their day. They had good motor oil in 1927, too. And as engines were improved year after year, Atlantic developed finer motor oils to protect them. Now comes the finest. New Atlantic Imperial Motor Oil. The first oil so good Atlantic has given it the Imperial name and shield. Today's driving conditions increase the amount of dirt and sludge that build up inside your engine to interfere with performance. But new Atlantic Imperial Motor Oil holds dirt and sludge in suspension, helps keep it off engine parts. None of the new highly publicized motor oils can protect your engine better than new Atlantic Imperial Motor Oil.
Last of the ninth inning. Belmont Bouquet trying to go the distance here in this opening game. Has given up four hits in the first eight innings. One run. That was a home run by Don Locke in the second. And Mon Bouquet in the ninth will face Ken McMullen, Bob Chance, and Frank Howard. The number two, three, and four hitters in the Washington lineup. Same lineup defensively. That's about the best defensive lineup the Red Sox have. That's why they've started the season. Try to strengthen the defense. So there are no changes there. They don't have to platoon for anyone late in the game. Here's a pitch, and it's in there for a strike call. Nothing and one. Well, President Johnson's still here, and Vice President Humphreys, they haven't had too much to excite them from the home crowd today, but they've seen six home runs in this game. The one-strike delivery, foul ball. And I know one thing, they all got out and got some nice air today. It's better than being inside there in that White House today. Well, huh? That old stuffy White House. Isn't it nice to be out here in this fresh air?
Today was a beautiful day for it.
Two strikes to McMullen. He's leading off last of the ninth inning. The two-strike pitch to him. There's a long blast. That one is out of here, and it is a home run for McMullen into the Red Sox bullpen. Up, takes iron outside, ball one. He singled, double, and grounded out. Somebody just brought a youngster, a boy about 7 or 8 years old, and sat him down there next to President Johnson. A 1-0 pitch. Swings and hits a high foul over by the Red Sox dugout. It may be playable. Malzone's over there and grabs it right on the top step of the Red Sox dugout. One away. Here's Frank Howard coming up now. He's hit into the fourth play, walked, and grounded out. Howard, big, strong right-hander, hit into the fourth play. First time up, and then grounded the third again in the sixth, so he's hit that ball on the ground twice to third. Mambo overhands him. He hits a towering pop-up. That might have hit the dome in Houston. Waiting for it, Petrocelli gives way to Mantee as the wind blows it away. That might have tested that new dome. That was here a mile up in the air. Howard pops up. There are two down now, and the batter is Don Locke, who's hit a home run, flying out, and struck out. Seven home runs in this game. Five by the Red Sox, two by the Senators. All of them with nobody on except Lee Thomas, who hit one with two on. 7-2 Red Sox, last of the ninth inning. We
have our first extra inning game of the season. The Giants and Pirates are in the 10th inning, no score, over at Pittsburgh. All right, here's the pitch to Don Locke. Locke takes a strike call. He was bending away, and a slow curve came in there and ticked that inside corner. Dick Raddatz is warming up right now for the Red Sox. Willie Kirkland on deck for the Sounders. Two down. A one strike pitch. Swings and fouls a fastball back out of play. Strike two. Nothing and two. Two strikes. Two down. 43,554 attending this game. Paid attendance. Always a few freebies. Two strike count. The pitch to Locke. Outside. Try to get him to go for a wide slider. He wouldn't do it. One ball, two strikes. Minnesota leading the Yanks now 4-0 at the end of four. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Outside again, ball two, strike two to Don Locke. We'll be on the air Wednesday, Red Sox and Senators. Earl Wilson will be pitching for the Red Sox. And Buster Narum for the Senators will be on a 125 on the station Wednesday afternoon. The 2-2 pitch. Bounding ball to the mound. Mambo Kett has it. There's the throw to first. Mambo Kett goes all the way. Lee Thomas flips him the ball, congratulates him, as the Red Sox, in very impressive fashion, have won their opening game of the 1965 season. They had strong pitching today by a rejuvenated Mambo Kett. They had five home runs. They stole two bases. They had a lot of zip out there, and they looked like a good ball club, which you always do when you get a combination of pitching and batting. We'll be back with a wrap-up right after this message.
Perseverance is a remarkable quality.
Perseverance? It certainly is.
Think of the great perseverers of all time.
Robert Bruce and the Spider?
Right, Robert Fulton and the Steamboat.
James Watt and the Tea Kettle? Thomas Edison and the Electric Light?
Ephraim Twiffle and the Red Ball.
Ephraim who and the what?
Ephraim Twiffle and the Red Ball. Eph is one of the truly great perseverers. For years, he's been keeping everlastingly at it.
Keeping at what?
At his dogged pursuit of a free tank full of gasoline from his Atlantic Red Ball dealer.
Oh.
Let me explain. If your Atlantic Red Ball dealer ever forgets to clean your windshield, weather permitting, of course, or if he forgets to offer to check the oil, your gasoline purchase is free. Now, this offer may vary in some states, but I might add that Red Ball dealers don't often forget.
Ephraim Twiffle is lost.
Oh, he's won. Well, it's true he's never gotten a free tank full, but he's got the cleanest windshield in town. And you will, too, if you persevere in driving in for guaranteed Atlantic Red Ball service with its great gasoline.
You'll be thankful for a tank full.
Even if you have to pay for it.
So the first one's in the books, and the Red Sox here before President Johnson have defeated Washington 7-2 on a gorgeous sunny afternoon in the nation's capital. Before Ned Martin wraps it up officially for us, let's get Mel Parnell's comment on the game.
Well, the highlight of today's game was the pitching of Billy Mambo Kett and the long ball power of the Red Sox. Billy was in command all the way, had a good fastball, a good curveball, mixed his pitches well, stayed ahead of the hitter and made the hitter hit his pitch. The long ball power of the Red Sox was outstanding, with Lenny Green leading the way with two home runs. Solo blast by Lee Thomas, Tony Conigliaro, and Felix Mantilla. The Red Sox hit the ball very well throughout the ball game. The defensive play of Rico Petroselli was quite a highlight of the game. Rico made quite a few defensive plays and looked very good defensively. And now back to Kurt Gowdy.
All right, Mel, that's number one out of the way for you. And it'll be easier from now on the rest of the way. So Ned Martin will wrap it up, and we'll see you, ladies and gentlemen, Wednesday afternoon at 1:25 with another Red Sox broadcast. And now here's Ned. Turtles on the game. Red Sox 7 runs, 7 hits, no errors, and 4 left. Washington 2 runs, 5 hits, 1 error, and 3 left. Mambo, of course, the winning pitcher all the way, his first of the year, and let's see, it's two runs in 45 innings, the last 45 innings that he has pitched against these Washington Senators, counting the last four games last year and this one. The loser was the starter, Phil Ortega, who had trouble with a home run ball. He gave up three of them. He went five innings and lost the game. Ridzik worked three and gave up two homers, and Frank Kreitzer came on and struck out the side of the ninth. The Red Sox, it was either feast or famine with them. They hit home runs or they struck out. They had five homers and they struck out 10 times. On Wednesday, it'll be Earl Wilson against Buck Narum as we get a first look at Earl this year. Mambo Kett and Wilson will be the pitchers Saturday and Sunday against Baltimore. And we're going to look at Jim Lonborg and Dave Moorhead on Monday in the Patriots' Day doubleheader against the Senators. Other scores quickly. Minnesota leading the Yankees 4-0 at the end of four. In the National League, the Dodgers leading the Mets 6-1 at the end of 5.5. The Giants in Pittsburgh 0-0 at the end of the regulation 9. And Cincinnati leading Milwaukee 1-0 at the end of 4. It's the Cardinals 5 and Chicago Cubs 4 at the end of 3 innings. We saw just about everything today. The home run, the president. We saw the Red Sox steal two bases. We saw a couple of fine defensive plays by the new shortstop Petrucelli. A great play by first baseman Lee Thomas. And Thomas had the RBI lead with a three-run homer. But Lenny Green had the most home runs. He got two in his first appearance officially as a Red Sox ball player. Final score, Red Sox 7 and Washington 2. Ned Martin, along with Kurt Gowdy, Mel Parnell, and our engineer Al Walker, saying so long from Washington.
Red Sox Baseball has been brought to you by the Atlantic Refining Company and your local Atlantic dealer. By the brewers of Narragansett Lager Beer, the beer with that famous straight-from-the-barrel taste. And by White Owl Cigars, the cigars made the costly way with tobaccos aged in wood for mildness and flavor. And Tipperillo by Robert Burns, the modern smoke found in all the right places with the right people.